The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. Enough with the negative economic news. At a time when Americans don't seem inclined to buy anywhere near as much stuff as they used to, one industry is booming: video games. And that is good news for one city in particular, Dallas.
On the plains of Dallas, the pioneers have moved into offices.
You can actually shoot his projectiles out of the air.
Of the exploding video game industry.
More after this from Charlie. It's America's largest independent video game studio with 200 employees, programmers, artists, producers, and four times a year, they get something I'll bet a lot of people haven't seen for a while.
Look at that. Wow.
That is the sound of an employee getting a quarterly bonus check of $12,000.
You've got, you know, hundreds of guys and girls working here who have, you know, a safe job, and more talent keeps coming to Texas.
Steve Gibson is the vice president of Gearbox Software, publisher of games like Brothers in Arms and Borderlands. They have been mega hits. At a time when the real world doesn't seem to give you much of a chance of winning, at least the unreal world does.
It is also a, you know, protection from the worries of the outside world.
And it's one of the few things Americans seem willing to pay for. Annual sales of video games have reached $25 billion, more than sales of movies and music combined. In fact, video game soundtracks have become so popular, symphony orchestras give concerts composed entirely of video game themes. And at Southern Methodist University, Professor Peter Robb founded a master's program in video game development.
These are great, great professions to have. The average salary of video game developers is on the order of $90,000 a year.
Now that's what I call music. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, June 24th, 2011.